everyone. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to SAS Q2 2026 earnings call. My name is Leah Peng, Special Assistant and Spokesperson of SAS. Joining me today are our Chairperson, Ms. Doris Hsu, together with our management team. Here's how today's event will unfold. Doris will begin with the executive comments, followed by a brief presentation on our group and first half 2026 financial performance. We will then address the frequently asked questions that we have received before opening the floor for a live Q&A session. The call will last for 60 minutes and conclude at 4:00 P.M. A quick reminder, please keep your audio on mute. To ensure a smooth and interactive session, we have established two methods for you to pose questions during the event. Using the Slido feature for written questions and utilizing the Webex hand raising function for live spoken inquiries. First is Slido, which is a text-based questions. Throughout the meeting, you can input your questions using the Slido feature in the Webex. Simply access Slido and type in your question. Our presenters will monitor Slido regularly to address your written questions. To ensure the efficient use of time, we encourage you to type in your questions as the meeting starts. The second method is live voice questions. Towards the end of the meeting, we will open the floor for live voice questions. If you wish to speak directly, please use the Webex raise hand function to indicate your intention. Once you raise your hand, kindly be ready to accept the host invitation to unmute your microphone when prompted. This will allow you to verbally pose your question to the panel. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements. Please be aware that these statements are subject to various risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ materially from our original expectations. Please refer to the safe harbor notice in our presentation. Now, without further delay, I would like to pass the floor to our Chairperson, Ms. Doris Hsu.
Thank you, Leah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining SAS second quarter 2026 earnings call. Today, Leah and I will walk you through our financial performance and recent business developments. Leah will also address several frequently asked questions we have already received recently, while I will answer your question during today's live Q&A session as well. First of all, let me walk you through how these developments were reflected in our second quarter performance. Please, if you have our presentation slides, please turn to page four. In the second quarter of 2026, SAS reported consolidated revenue of 21.1 billion, up 8.96% QoQ. First half revenue totaled 40.5 billion, representing a 2.26% YoY increase. First half gross profit margin was 22.9%. Operating margin first half of 2026 was 11.2%, while net profit margin reached 17.4%. EPS reached 3.19 NT per share for the second quarter and 5.02 NT per share for the first half. Second quarter EPS was also the third highest for the same period in the company's history, highlighting the strength of our diversified business portfolio and the benefits of our long-term strategy. Next, let me update you the operation highlights of our subsidiaries and affiliates. We are very pleased to see our long-term investments and diversified business deliver tangible results with growing contributions and synergies across semiconductors, automotive components, and renewable energy. This further strengthens our confidence in the group's future growth. I will walk you through the business highlights of our subsidiaries and affiliates companies. Let me start from SAS Renewable Energy. In renewable energy, we achieved several key milestones this quarter. including our collaboration with URE to expand into the US market. SGE successfully listing on the emerging stock board and continue progress in product traceability and low carbon manufacturing. Through our dual track strategy, manufacturing and services, we continue to strengthen our renewable energy platform and capture long-term opportunities from the energy transition. Next, I will introduce SUNR Sun. This is our manufacturing business, followed by SGE, which is our renewable energy service business. First, let me introduce Sun, SUN. The company continues to strengthen its presence in Taiwan while expanding its footprint, its rooftop solar and high safety product portfolio with fire resistant modules already in mass production. In overseas market, Sun is expanding into high value applications such as low Earth orbit satellites and net zero in energy buildings, leveraging its high quality, traceable, and compliant products. Next is SGE, which is our service company. SGE as a corporate net zero and green electricity demand continue to grow. SGE has built an integrated energy service platform covering power generation, green power retail, energy storage, and energy saving solutions providing. This year, SGE was successfully listed on the emerging stock board. Its cumulative green power contract value has already exceeded NT$100 billion, with over 85% of the revenue under contracts of more than 10 years, providing very strong long-term visibility. SGE also continues to expand its renewable energy resources and corporate customer base, and become Taiwan's first private company to sign an offshore wind power purchase agreement. With green electricity demand continuing to rise, we see very strong long-term growth potential for the business. Next, let me move to GlobalWafers. GlobalWafers first half revenue reached 29.2 billion NT, down 7.6%, while the semiconductor market continued to recover, with demand expanding from AI to broader end market applications. Our brownfield facility remained fully loaded, fully utilized, while greenfield facilities continue to advance customer qualifications and gradually ramp up mass production. We also continue to deepen our long-term customer partnership, including our recently announced 10-year strategic collaboration with Micron, while expanding high-value-added products such as SOI, gallium nitride, silicon carbide, and square wafers. As our global expansion progresses, our global manufacturing footprint will provide further support for future growth. Turning to AWSC, first half revenue reached 2.5 billion NT, representing a 44.4% YOY increase. Both revenue and EPS reached their second highest levels for the same period. This performance was supported by continued customer collaboration with advanced technologies adopted in mid to high-end smartphones, further optimizing the product mix and reducing the impact of weakness in the low-end smartphone market. In addition to smartphones, demand for Wi-Fi applications in drone or UAVs continue to grow, with gallium arsenide Wi-Fi power amplifier becoming an important source of demand. Meanwhile, as AI data centers and the high-speed optical communication communications market continue to expand rapidly, demand for LD or laser diode and PD photodiodes, which are used for optical signal transmission, continue to increase. Laser diodes convert electricity signals into optical signals for high-speed transmission, while photodiodes receive optical signals and convert them back into electrical signals. Together, they are core components for components of optical transceiver modules. AWC now is working with multiple international customers with a certain products already delivered for customer sampling, while other projects continue to progress through development and qualification. Next, turn to Extron. First half revenue reached 4.1 billion, down 4.9% YOY. While demand from global OEM and Tier 1 customers remained stable, ICE and HEV applications continue to support product demand. Extron continues to strengthen its presence in both automotive and industrial markets while developing new products, including silicon carbide power module, silicon carbide IPMs, and high voltage semiconductors. With a growing design-in pipeline and continued design win achievements, the company is reinforcing its automotive business while expanding into high-growth applications such as AI data center, server power supplies, energy storage, industrial automation, and new energy building its next wave of growth. Next, let me introduce our specialty chemical company, GSC. GSC's second quarter standalone revenue reached a record high of 320 million NT, while first half standalone revenue grew 29.7% YOY to 630 million, despite the high comparison base, including HJT. Consolidated revenue reached 1.75 billion NT, up 262.8% YOY up, with both revenue and EPS reaching all-time highs. Supported by advanced process capability expansion and AI-related demand, shipments of disilane and AHF, these two are our main products, continue to grow. AHF, Taiwan's first locally produced product of its kind, qualified for advanced process applications, so strong demand. While the company's first precursor product continues to progress through customers' qualification, the acquisition of HJT has also expanded GSC into semiconductor equipment parts cleaning and coating service. Looking ahead, capacity utilization is expected to remain near full in the second half, near 100% fully loaded in the second half. Annualized desalination capacity is expected to increase from 26 ton to 30 ton in Q4 2026, and further to 40 tons in the first half 2027, with a second 20-ton production line also under planning. AHF capacity is also planned to double from 10 to 20 tons next year. With new products, new capacity expansion, and integrated service, GSC continues to build its second growth curve. HJT, HJT's second quarter revenue reached 400 million NT, up 5.7% QOQ, supported by growing demand for advanced semiconductor manufacturing and advanced packaging. Capacity utilization remaining at full capacity. To meet growing customers' demand, HJT is expanding its Hsinchu and Tainan facilities. with new capacity expected to come online from Q4 2026 and contribute further in 2027. As capacity expands and personal qualification progress, HJT is well positioned to capture long-term growth opportunities from AI, advanced semiconductor manufacturing, and advanced packaging. Overall, our SAS affiliated companies remain focused on advanced semiconductor manufacturing and high-value-added products as our strategic initiatives continue to deliver results. We remain confident in the group's long-term growth. Let me briefly highlight several industry trends closely related to our business portfolio. Driven by AI data center, electrification, and industrial growth, global electricity demand is expected to increase by around 20% over the next decades. Supporting continued growth in renewable energy, power infrastructure, and semiconductor will remain a key source of new power generation, while Taiwan's 58 gigawatt renewable energy target by 2035 will further support long-term green power demand. Meanwhile, the rapid expansion of LEO satellites and high-speed communications is creating new demand for satellite communications, space-grade solar products, optical components, and advanced semiconductors. With the global satellite fleet expected to reach around 70,000 over the next 5 years. With our diversified portfolio across Global Wafers, SUN, SGE, TSC, Extron, and AWC, SAS is well positioned to capture these long-term growth opportunities. This concluded my remarks. Thank you very much for your attention. I will now hand the presentation over to Leah, who will provide more details on the group's overall operating performance and address some key topics of interest to investors. Thank you very much again. Leah, please.
Thank you, Doris. Please turn to page 17. Through disciplined long-term investment, SAS has built a diversified portfolio across semiconductors, automotive components, and renewable energy, with strong market positions in each business. More importantly, we continue to create group synergies through shared resources, complementary technologies, and market collaboration, allowing our business to support each other and strengthening the group's competitiveness and the long-term growth. In page 18, this slide highlights the solid performance of our key group of companies, all of which maintained a healthy growth momentum in the first half of 2026. Global Wafers delivered a strong sequential growth, with second quarter revenue increased 8.8% QOQ and achieving the second highest first half revenue. Extron maintained stable operating performance despite a challenging market environment. AWSC continued to perform well, recording its second highest first half revenue for the same period, reflecting resilient demand in advanced wireless semiconductor applications. TSC, Taiwan Specialty Chemicals, achieved a record high first half revenue, demonstrating strong growth momentum and an increasing contribution to the group. In page 19, this slide highlights the strong profitability of our key group companies in the first half of 2026. Global Wafers' second quarter EPS nearly doubled compared to Q1. Extron continued to deliver stable profitability. AWSC recorded its second highest first half EPS on record, or for the same period, reflecting sustained business momentum. TSC achieved a record high first half EPS, further demonstrating its strong growth trajectory. Overall, the group continues to benefit from multiple growth drivers, supporting both earnings resilience and long-term value creation. And page 21, SAS Solar Manufacturing Business, continues its transformation into a high-value customized cell solution provider. Leveraging differentiated technologies, a traceable and a compliant low carbon supply chain, and high value added products, SUN is strengthening its position in Taiwan's rooftop solar market while expanding into overseas opportunities. Its products have been successfully adopted in advanced applications such as zero energy buildings and low Earth orbit satellites. With a diversified customer base and application portfolio, SUN continues to enhance its operational resilience and the long-term growth potential. Next, let us turn to Xuxian Clean Energy, or SGE. This is SAS Group's integrated renewable energy platform and the one-stop clean energy solution provider. Its corporate net zero goals are E100 commitments and AI-driven power demand growth. Green energy power procurement is becoming increasingly strategic. Since joining the Emerging Star Board in June, SGE has strengthened its position as a one-stop green energy provider, integrating power generation, electricity sales, energy storage, and energy saving services. Its integrated platform helps customers improve energy efficiency, power resilience, and energy management, while building long-term partnerships and a solid base of growth. SGE is currently the second largest renewable power retailer in Taiwan and is well positioned to further strengthen its market position as additional offshore wind power supplies comes online in the coming years. More importantly, SGE has evolved beyond a traditional EPC-focused business model into a comprehensive energy solution platform. By integrating power generation, electricity retail, energy storage, and energy efficiency services, SGE become a one-stop partner supporting customers throughout their energy transition journey toward the RE100. This integrated platform not only enhances customer stickiness, but also creates opportunities to expand into higher value-added services, further enhancing long-term growth potential. In addition, the majority of SGE's customers are leading semiconductor and technology companies. Supported by long-term contracts and high-quality counterparties, SGE benefits from strong earnings visibility and the recurring cash flow generation over the long run, providing a solid foundation that is less sensitive to economic cycles. As a result, SGE is increasingly transitioning from a project-based renewable energy company toward an infrastructure-like platform supported by stable, long-term cash flows. Please turn to page 25 for the quarter's financial highlights. Our Q2 revenue rose 9% QoQ, supported by steady core growth and increasing benefits from the group's diversified business. Gross margin edged down due to a higher depreciation from GlobalWafers' new capacity. Higher electronic share prices also generated valuation gains, lifting the pre-tax profit. As a result, our net profit increased 70% QoQ amount-wise, and EPS improved significantly from 1.83 per share to 3.19 per share, up by 74% sequentially. Please turn to page 26 for our first half 2026 financial highlights. Despite the challenging industry environment, SAS delivered a solid top-line growth, with first half revenue increased 2.3% YoY to NT$40.5 billion. While profitability was impacted by higher depreciation from GlobalWafers expansion projects, earnings improved significantly as diversified business contribution increased and valuation gains from Siltronic supported bottom line performance. As a result, our first half net profit doubled YoY, increasing by 100% to NT$7.1 billion. EPS also more than doubled, rising from 2.73 per share in the first half of 2025 to NT$5.02 in the first half of 2026. Please turn to page 27. This table illustrates our underlying operating performance by excluding the impact of GlobalWafers' major expansion projects and the fair value changes related to our Siltronic investment. On this basis, first half gross margin would have been 31.3% compared with the reported 22.9%, highlighting the strong profitability of our existing operations. The terminal margin dilution primarily reflects the higher depreciation and ramp-up costs associated with our major capacity expansion projects in US, Italy, and Japan. While these investments have a temporary impact on our profitability, they are strategically important in our expanding to strengthen our long-term competitiveness, expand our global manufacturing footprint, and support further future growth opportunities. As new capacity utilization gradually improves, we believe this investment will create substantial long-term value and enhance our earnings potential. Now, I would like to address both the questions we have received from investors recently and those we anticipate will be raised. Okay, the first question is regarding ACS outlook. How do you view the second half 2026? Okay, in our viewpoint, we believe that ACS will continue to strengthen our dual energy, our dual engine strategy of manufacturing and energy services with advanced solar manufacturing, wind power cells, and energy services, and semiconductor business will continue to be the key growth pillars. Therefore, it will further strengthen our global presence across both semiconductor and renewable energy industries. On the manufacturing side, ACS will continue to focus on high-value, different applications, including low Earth orbit satellites, space applications, premium rooftop solution, and other specialized applications. Through continuous product upgrades and market differentiations, ACS targets to enhance the product value and profitability. At the same time, we will establish solar module manufacturing capacity in the US through the joint venture with URE, using localized manufacturing as the first step to build its customer base, supply chain, the operational footprint in the US market. But this decision we have to carefully evaluate the 2-3 investigation scenario, and we will make the best decision. And in the energy services, we have evolved beyond the traditional manufacturing business into green power cells, energy management, and solar asset operation and the maintenance service. Supported by continuous growth of RE100 commitment, supply chain decarbonization, and AI-driven data center electricity demand, corporate demand for reliable, traceable, long-term renewable power is expected to continue and increase. So we will further integrate the solar, wind, hydro, and other renewable energy resources to expand our power supply portfolio and the customer base. And we will gradually extend the green power cells and energy management capability developed in Taiwan to overseas market. In addition to the continued growth of the core business, our affiliate companies include GlobalWafers, AWSC, PSC, and Electron. I think that we will continue to benefit from the long-term trends in AI, HPC, advanced semiconductor manufacture, optical communications. So we will leverage a highly overlapping global customer base and long-standing customer relationships to accelerate the new product introductions, market expansion, and the customer qualifications through the existing customer relationships, cross-selling opportunities, and technology collaboration. So we will further maximize our group synergies. The next question is regarding SGE. How was SGE's financial performance last year? Does its electricity retail business continues to expand? What prospects for its future contribution to SAS Group? SGE delivered outstanding growth in 2025 with consolidated revenue reaching 1.8 billion. This is more than 200% YoY. So the strong performance was mainly driven by substantial increase in renewable electricity trading demand and the rapid expansion of its power sales business. Electricity sales now account for approximately more than 80% of SGE's total revenue, making it the company's primary revenue contribution. As renewable power transfer volumes continue to increase, long-term contracts progressively enter their fulfillment phases, and the higher value-added services such as energy storage, efficiency solutions, and energy management continue to expand. We expect that operating leverage and the economies of scale to become increasingly evident, supporting the further improvement in the operating margin over time. Overall, SGE's contribution to SAS Group will continue to enlarge. Cosby will license its ability to expand the group's revenue base and generate larger, more predictable, sustainably recurring earnings. We believe SGE's true value in building an energy service platform with recurring revenue and a stable cash flow generation and long-term growth potential. As the global energy transition continues to accelerate, SGE will become an increasingly important growth engine and a contributor to the SS Group's future profitability. Okay, so next, the question comes is that how does SS view the revenue contribution and growth outlook of the SS solar energy business in light of the evolving renewable energy policies, with inherent adjustment and changes in project development? Okay, so we believe that the market's valuation focus on SS will increasingly shift beyond the solar manufacturing alone. Instead, investors could evaluate how SS is building a renewable energy platform through a combination of long-term green power service cash flows, advanced manufacturing initiatives, and high value reach applications such as low Earth orbit and zero energy house. Together, these initiatives are creating a business platform that offers both sustainable growth and earnings stability, which we believe will become a key driver for our next phase of group growth. Despite recent adjustments of renewable energy policies, feed-in tariff schemes, and the project development timelines across various markets, we remain positive on the long-term outlook for both solar and energy service industries. Following the recognition of our renewable energy business in 2025, we have established a dual engine strategy of manufacturing and services. So we believe this will be a promising year for SAS. I think that is all my questions we have received so far. So now we will start to address the questions we received from Slido. So the first question is, how does SAS view TSD's future growth prospects?
Yes, let me answer this question. TSD is a very important subsidiary company SAS Group. Its performance is very unique because the product is, all the products are for advanced semiconductor, and most of them are basically 100% or very high percent imported to Taiwan instead of local supply. But we are one of the very few local made high-end semiconductor chemical company. So the TSC, its success was starting from diacetylene, very sensitive product for advanced applications. But now it's not only diacetylene, but also even very advanced precursor and AHF, a lot of new products. And these are the products generating revenue or under qualification. And on top of these products, actually, TSC has several more very important chemicals, especially chemical under development. All those are very promising and very difficult and very critical for the semiconductor manufacturing process, the manufacturing industry in Taiwan. So we think that TSC is very important because of number one, the performance, financial performance, and number two, is the importance of the products. It's very critical for the Taiwan local semiconductor market as well. And number three is that a lot of leverage together with the SAS Group because many of the group companies are serving the same similar customers, and those customers know not only the product but also the company very well. So here I want to conclude that TSC is a very important company, and we believe that TSC will keep growing rapidly, steadily in the next several more years. Our expectation is that I hope that the CAGR can be somewhere around 20-30% revenue-wise. That's our expectation, and that's the goal for management team as well. And I believe that we're very confident that we can achieve this. Okay, so the TSC, and next one is
what are SGE's key milestones following its listing on the Emerging Stock Board?
Yes, SGE is SAS, the very first service company in SAS in the past 45 years. Its performance is very good. SGE performance is very good. As Leah and myself introduced just a bit earlier, we talked about that SGE has already secured the contract over 100 billion NT already on hand, and 85% of the contracts are more than 10 years, so the business feasibility is very high. So the milestone is now, it's now listing on the emerging stock board. That's where SGE now. So next milestone is, of course, we hope that we will make further step forward. I hope that we will become a listed company. That's of course, obviously, this is our goal as well. And not only this, revenue-wise, we hope that we'll keep a very high CAGR growth year by year. So I think these companies will grow very rapidly, and what's even more important is that this company will be able to serve a lot of companies, industry companies in Taiwan, to reach each company's RE goals, and which is very important. So SGE will be the key partners for many great companies in Taiwan. So I think that's SGE's milestone. Be a listed company, it's more likely after emerging stock board, I think it's more likely that we will be listed Taipei Exchange or any different arrangement. Definitely won't be listed. And then next is that we hope that we'll continuously keep very good CAGR every year.
Okay, then thank you, Doris. And the next question is that as price competition in the solar manufacturing market continues, how does SAS maintain its gross margin and competitiveness?
Yes, this is a very good question. Solar industry is not easy. Solar manufacturing industry, the business for solar manufacturing is even more difficult than all the average industry. How can SAS be competitive? I think the most important strategy we are applying now is differentiation. We are working for niche product. Mainly, and most of our capacity and resources are for niche product. As we explained several times in the earnings call and public information, we explained that we are serving basically not for ordinary solar cell. We serve for high-end, special high-end products like the overseas U.S. market or the other market, very difficult advanced niche market, rooftop, or even the space products, space solar products. So differentiate ourselves, try to approach niche market. That's the way for us to be more competitive, because the competitiveness is not only coming from the cost or price, but also from technology quality. So we differentiate ourselves, we focus on the niche market and more advanced, more challenging product. That's what we're doing, and so far we're doing pretty well.
The next question is that as competition in the electricity retail market remains intense, what are SGE's differentiated competitive advantages?
SGE has very good connection with most of the semiconductor companies and high-tech companies in Taiwan, or high power consuming companies in Taiwan. So SGE focus on the relationship with these specific big companies who are consuming huge volume of electricity. Work with them, and because the SGE team, they are very different from the ordinary renewable energy retailer company, because SGE not only green power retail company, but also they provide a lot of solutions, including that how to improve your power efficiency. That means that SGE support their customer to save energy. part of their contribution as well. And SG not only to do the electricity retail, but also support, provide a lot of power energy storage solution to customers as well. So it's a total solution provider instead of a renewable energy retailer. That's how SG differentiate itself from the other peers company, and that's why SG, although it's very new, very young, but it has very good relationship with many of the customers, and which proves that it's very competitive. It's not only the price, but also the total solution, a platform providing a lot of value add contribution to our customers. I hope I answered your question well.
Thank you, Doris, and I would also like more colors to that, to this. SGE has the AI smart platform named Zeus, so it can integrate diversified energy sources, unlike other resale companies which may mainly focus on solar. SGE can integrate different energy sources like wind, solar, or hydro. And together with the green electricity consulting and the solutions for RE100, SBTI, and ECM. So this will create a one-stop energy service ecosystem and enhance the customer stickiness. In addition, a very different big difference that SG has is that it is supported by SS Group, which will provide a solid financial foundation, good credit profile, and semiconductor customer needs and the long-standing B2B service experience. So from high-tech to semiconductor customers, a green electricity supplier must provide not only electricity but also fulfillment capabilities, risk management, and long-term service reliabilities. So we think that these are the key advantages that differentiate history from other typical electricity retailers.
Thank you,
Leah.
Thank you.
So next is about HJT, which is a subsidiary of TSC, focusing on the cleaning and open service of advanced equipment. How does SJT view the future development trends of the advanced process and advanced packaging markets? What will be the company's key growth drivers in technology development priorities over the next several years?
That is a super good question. Actually, both are the key for SJT. In the past several decades, the advanced process or semiconductor foundry or IDM process, that was the key business focus. But now, not only the process, not only the advanced process, but also the packaging. Advanced packaging is a very important new market, which is very important and rapidly growing. So that's a for HJT, the next 1 decade or even a couple of decades, the focus are two focuses. One is advanced packaging, and another one is advanced process. Both of these two are the focus. As we explained earlier, that HJT now is conducting expansion in Tainan and Hsinchu. Both of these two areas are making very aggressively making expansions, and all the expansion tools are for advanced packaging or advanced process. So, and I think that advanced packaging and advanced process now be the driving power for HJT's future growth, but also for the whole ecosystem, the whole supply chain, semiconductor supply chain. I think these two are core for future growth. Thank you.
Thank you. In recent years, investors have increasingly viewed SS as a semiconductor materials group rather than a traditional solar company. Does this US module investment signal a renewed commitment to solar manufacturing?
Yeah, thank you very much for a very important observation. Yes, which is true. Matter of fact, SAS has two key focuses. One is definitely semiconductor-related business, and or especially semiconductor material. That's number one focus. And the second focus is that renewable energy. So in Chinese, we say it's 算力电力, so it means that the computing power and also the electricity supply. And thus, the next several years, we will even both of these two. So I would say that the move to the U.S., the U.S. market investment, it's not only for a renewed commitment to solar manufacturing. It's of course it's a commitment to U.S. To solar manufacturing. But I would put it this way that I think it's not only a new commitment, renewed commitment to solar manufacturing, but also it's a very important move to present that our solar manufacturing is not only a local solar player, we are now a global player as well. That's the first step for SAS solar business moving to a global presence. That's our view. No matter global or Taiwan only, I think renewable energy is very important. So that's why we want to make a move to US. And it's not only for module. Actually, by having this investment, this move to the US, we hope that we learn more about the US solar market, and then we can figure out that how we can work very closely with Taiwanese company in the US, or even a lot of US semiconductor company. Maybe we can develop more B2B business in the US as well. But this is just the first move for us to the to a global market. Thank you.
Okay, so how should investors view the strategic growth of this project within SAS long-term growth plan over the next 3 to 5 years? So I see you need the potential joint venture with UR.
Yeah, I think this is just next to that question. So I mean that the strategic role of this project. This project means the project of the JV with URE for to build a module application, a module line in the US. If I understand you correctly, I think my answer here is that I hope that our investors will understand that the strategic role is that SAS is not only a holdco. Many investors view that SAS is maybe just a holding company, holding a lot of great companies, which is true. But SAS is more than a company holding a lot of good companies. We have our own core business, which we are doing very well, and those are for computing power and also for renewable energy. So we just want to have our investors understand that SAS's long-term growth plan will be not only from semiconductor material, but also from solar, and not only from local solar market, but also overall overseas solar market.
Thank you, Doris. The next question is about AWSC. As AWSC continues to diversify its operations, which non-key applications does the company view as offering the most attractive medium to long-term growth opportunities?
Yes, PA is still very important. Gamma side power amplifier. This is still a very important market for AWSC. But we hope that AWSC can diversify a little bit, not only in power amplifier, but also for mid long term. We have not only power application, power amplifier, but also some other RF related products, especially Wi-Fi and also optical related components. I hope that we will expand several big business units as successful as power amplifier, and that's our goal. And that is why we are going to expand our clean room further to prepare for next product, next BU, new growth.
I would like to echo the story that the second area that AWSC could focus on is LiDAR. So in addition to automotive applications, we think that AWSC also sees promising opportunities in emerging markets such as drones and robotics. So the demand grows for the low altitude economy, automation, and intelligence sensing, LiDAR is expected to play an play important roles as a key sensing component. So under the regulations issued by the Civil Aviation Ministry, the low altitude economy generally refers to the activities conducted in airspace below 300 meters. So we think that this will be a promising area that AWSC could focus on. Yeah.
Okay, so next,
yeah.
Next question. What is the current progress of SG's cooperation with CIP's Formula Phase 1 offshore wind project? What specific impact will this cooperation have on future power growing volume, electricity retail market share, and long-term revenue growth?
Formula Phase 1 is definitely a very important source for our renewable energy. We have a lot of solar power projects on hand, that's for sure, but that's not enough. We have more demand than we can supply. So for me, our phase one, this offshore wind is super important for us. So far, CIP overall performance is very smooth and it seems like everything on schedule. So this is very important, not only for the volume of the renewable energy supply, but also for the differentiation of the supply. Solar power has almost has the same time zone for the power generation, but when you have offshore wind, that's a very good fit because different time, different seasons, seasonality is different. So we believe that our goal is to be a 24/7 renewable energy supplier. If you want to be a 24/7 supplier, then you need not only one kind of power, you need maybe not only solar, but also wind power and even aqua, even some other hydro power, or even in the future, maybe we need to think about some other renewable energy sources. So we believe that this Formula Phase 1 offshore wind project will not only improve our total volume of our renewable energy, but also will improve our the balance and stability of our supply as a 24/7 renewable energy power supplier.
Also, because we think that CIP project it is progressing as expected, and it is scheduled to begin trial power supply in the second half of 2027. So we think this will further strengthen around the clock bottom six 24/7 green electricity supply capabilities. So we combat the solar power with offshore wind. SG can diversify its energy sources and improve the stability and predictability of green electricity supply. Okay, so now the floor is now open for the live questions. So if you have any inquiries, simply using the WebEx raise hand feature. Once acknowledged, please be ready to accept a host invitation to unmute your microphone and share your thoughts with us. To make sure that everyone has the opportunity to participate, please limit yourself to two questions at a time. Okay? So, if you have any questions, please unmute yourself and accept our invitation.
Hi. Could you hear me?
Yeah, please go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Doris and Bea. I just want to ask that, why should investors choose SAS as a long-term investment? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I will first answer, and Doris, please feel free to supplement if my answer is not sufficient. So we see that SAS has evolved from a traditional silicon wafer and solar company into a diversified technology group spanning semiconductor materials, renewable energy service, and automotive components. And actually, I think we can cover the AI supply chain quite a lot. So in simple terms, SAS is transforming from a traditional solar manufacturer into a technology group. So we think that the core investment value of SAS lies in its diversified portfolio and a good synergy. SAS can benefit from multiple long-term trends, including AI-driven semiconductor material demand, energy transition, or EV car electronics and global supply chain restructuring. So through our affiliated companies across wind materials, specialty chemicals, power devices, so we have a lot of green energy services. So
value chains. So we think that SAS plays the role of strategic integrator and resource coordinator, helping to connect technologies, customers, companies, and overseas market resources. So this will enable each business not only to grow independently, but also to support one and another as part of a broader group platform. We believe that SAS is entering a new phase of transformation. So as the contribution from higher value business continues to rise, we think that renewable energy service will scale up, and demand from semiconductor and the AI supply chain continues. And so SAS is well positioned to move beyond the market's traditional perception of solar manufacturing and toward a more resilient, diversified technology group with long-term value creation potential. We view SAS as a synergy enabler because we can complement each affiliate and help them to grow larger. So this, I think this is a good reason why we should invest in SAS.
Yes, another very good reason is that SAS stock price is undervalued. So I think if you check, if you compare with all the good companies in our group, our ownership versus their market cap, and you will find that SAS is really a very good target for you to invest for long term. Not only the operation, the product, the business field SAS is in, but also the stock price performance and overall company history is very stable and trustworthy. Thank you very much for a very good question.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to express our sincere appreciation to all of you for your valuable participation today. So the earnings call concludes now. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening and weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.